Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Chris Kellogg, Dina and Lopez here with the Kellogg crew. And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. And if you refinance your car, you get to skip your loan payments for the summer. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right. For more details on Hollywood, Dina, give us a fresh supply. I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Nickelodeon rolling out the new animated preschool series based on the viral Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Just when you thought you got that song out of your head.
Yeah.
Well, you can get ready for 26 half-hour episodes of Baby Shark's Big Show.
Wait, just the song repeating? Oh my God.
No, there's a story involved. Baby Shark, his best friend William, they go on adventures in their little community of Carnivore Cove. And they're going to sing original catchy tunes along the way. So, yes, you might get Baby Shark out of your head, but you get something else there instead.
Radio, gotcha. DJ, dude. They're just going to change it at the beginning. That's all.
Hey, not so bad considering it's got almost 5.8 billion views.
This is true, and it has a great
second
theme
most
song.
Viewed video.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted when we hear more on that and read more with Variety.com. Global Citizen has held another star-studded special over the weekend aimed to combat the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on marginalized communities. And they made $6.9 billion in pledges from the event.
Well, with a B.
Wow.
With a B.
Wow.
Nice.
That's incredible.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty big people attached to this. It was hosted by Dwayne Johnson, and that should be enough. But if it wasn't, there was John Legend and Usher and Shakira and Justin Bieber and Coldplay and the Broadway cast of Hamilton. So you know, a lot of people joined in for this.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. JoJo Siwa, you know her from Dance Moms. Then she became a Nickelodeon star. She's been putting out a lot of videos for herself. She dropped a circus-themed music video. She's now facing backlash because of a clip featuring 12-year-old dancer Liliana wearing brown makeup as part of a monkey costume. So she's since turned off the comments and explained why on Twitter. She says she's rejecting accusations of blackface. She says the video is just children wearing costumes and that's it. And it's awful that anyone's minds would even go there. But, you know, people are pointing out to her, some are defending her and others are saying, JoJo, you need to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a young girl and this would be a good time for her to really kind of open up her mind as to what's going on out there and have a bigger impact on her young fans. Because a lot of people are pointing that out, too. Like, my daughter's a fan of you. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Right, so, right. That's good.
Time to educate. Well, we got some engagements to celebrate.
Okay.
Ace Showbiz reports that Scream Queens actress Billy Lord is engaged. Her boyfriend, Austin Riddell, posted on Instagram that she said yes. Well, she actually said duh, but that's even better.
We're the ones that say she said no.
Wow.
I would love to see those posts. I bet you they don't make
right.
it.
Right. So they're a good couple. He was actually there for her after her mom, Carrie Fisher, passed away in 2016. So it was like a reuniting for them. And Rocky IV actor Dolph Lundgren, he's 62.
And
he's engaged.
18 or something. He's tall. Yeah.
He's engaged to 22-year-old personal trainer Emma Crodahl. And he popped the question about a week ago, posted a picture of her showing off her humongous pink diamond ring.
Well, he can lift it, right?
Yeah, he can help
personal
lift her
trainer.
For her. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Does he like curl her? Like, why does he need a trainer? Have you seen him? Why does he need a trainer?
Well, to keep looking like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know.
So considering there's a 40-year age difference, let's just say holiday get-togethers with the family should be interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ever do that thing at parties where, like, the youngest goes first? Mm-hmm. So you have to tell your stepdaughter I'm younger than you, so I get to go first.
What? I don't remember that.
What's happening
but okay.
in your house?
You mean like at the buffet or something?
No. Opening presents.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, given that his new fiance is 2 years younger than his oldest daughter, it should be interesting.
No.
And that is your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40 with the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. And this update being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can refi your car loan and skip your car loan payments for the summer. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And now the details on your dirt. What do we dig
all
up
right,
this morning, Dina?
Faith Hill, who is from Mississippi, says it's time to change the state's flag. It features a small image of the Confederate battle flag in the upper left corner. And she says, I understand many view the current flag as a symbol of heritage and Southern pride, but it's a time for the world to meet the Mississippi of today and not the Mississippi of 1894. And according to state lawmakers, they said they might already have enough votes to make the change. You can read more with TMZ.com.
Nice.
Lizzo and Beyonce were big winners at the 2020 BET Awards, with Lizzo taking Best Female for R&B and Pop Artist, and Beyonce getting the Humanitarian Award plus the BET Her Award. And Drake went in with 6 nominations, but he only came out with 1 win, and it wasn't even his own. Ooh. It was as a feature artist on Chris Brown's song. Ouch. So it's like, wasn't really his award.
Poor Drake.
I know. Michael B. Jordan got Best Actor. Issa Rae got Best Actress. And I have some more of the big winners posted for you online at dinasdirt.com. You can check them out there.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff.
All right, well, the cartoons, even they are trying to right their wrongs. Fox said in a statement, moving forward, The Simpsons will no longer have white actors voice non-white characters. Mm-hmm. And Mike Henry, who is the white actor who voiced Cleveland on The Family Guy since 1999, is giving up his role, saying, I love the character, but persons of color should play characters of color, and therefore I'm stepping down. He also voiced Cleveland's son, Rallo, on the spinoff The Cleveland Show for 4 seasons.
I would have never thought that was happening. I never looked into it that much, but I'm just surprised that that wasn't happening from the start.
Well, it's like a lot of people's eyes are being opened right now.
Good things are changing. All right.
That's true. That's true. And we've got The Bachelorette. It's back on at ABC, according to Variety, with coronavirus precautions in place, of course. The show is going to be shot in a quarantined location.
Uh-huh.
And everybody has to be tested before they go. Now, this is Claire Crawley's season, the one we've been waiting for forever.
Normally, they have to be tested, but that's for something else.
Maybe a little bit of everything. That's right. Since the contestants are going to be tested in quarantine, though, according to a source at ABC, they can kiss and argue all they want. I think, like you said, there's going to be a lot more going on than just kissing and arguing. And that's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40 with the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. And this update being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can refi your car loan and skip your car loan payments for the summer. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. And now the details on your dirt. What do we dig
all
up
right,
this morning, Dina?
Faith Hill, who is from Mississippi, says it's time to change the state's flag. It features a small image of the Confederate battle flag in the upper left corner. And she says, I understand many view the current flag as a symbol of heritage and Southern pride, but it's a time for the world to meet the Mississippi of today and not the Mississippi of 1894. And according to state lawmakers, they said they might already have enough votes to make the change. You can read more with TMZ.com.
Nice.
Lizzo and Beyonce were big winners at the 2020 BET Awards, with Lizzo taking Best Female for R&B and Pop Artist, and Beyonce getting the Humanitarian Award plus the BET Her Award. And Drake went in with 6 nominations, but he only came out with 1 win, and it wasn't even his own. Ooh. It was as a feature artist on Chris Brown's song. Ouch. So it's like, wasn't really his award.
Poor Drake.
I know. Michael B. Jordan got Best Actor. Issa Rae got Best Actress. And I have some more of the big winners posted for you online at dinasdirt.com. You can check them out there.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff.
All right. Well, the cartoons, even they are trying to right their wrongs. Fox said in a statement, moving forward, The Simpsons will no longer have white actors voice non-white characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Henry, who is the white actor who voiced Cleveland on The Family Guy since 1999, is giving up his role, saying, I love the character, but persons of color should play characters of color, and therefore I'm stepping down. He also voiced Cleveland's son, Rallo, on the spinoff The Cleveland Show for 4 seasons.
I would have never thought that was happening. I never looked into it that much, but I'm just surprised that that wasn't happening from the start.
Well, it's like a lot of people's eyes are being opened right now.
Good things are changing. All right.
That's true. That's true. And we've got The Bachelorette. It's back on at ABC, according to Variety, with coronavirus precautions in place, of course. The show is going to be shot in a quarantined location.
Uh-huh.
And everybody has to be tested before they go. Now, this is Claire Crawley's season, the one we've been waiting for forever.
Normally, they have to be tested, but that's for something else.
Maybe a little bit of everything. That's right. Since the contestants are going to be tested in quarantine, though, according to a source at ABC, they can kiss and argue all they want. I think, like you said, there's going to be a lot more going on than just kissing and arguing. And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.